is Wade Refke with the Chief Organizer Report. Lesson from New Orleans flooding: money matters. Rolling from the dry of central Wyoming to the humid of New Orleans always takes a little climatic adjustment, but it's not a bad thing. The weather forecast says rain and thunderstorms are expected daily throughout the week. The same prediction has been largely fulfilled over the last week. In New Orleans, this rainy season in the near tropics is called summer. Thoughtful people and friends ask, how's the flooding? Given the constant weather channel and news reports of the 9 or 10 inches of rain that fell within hours a week ago, inundating parts of the city, especially the center of the bowl that defines New Orleans geography around the mid-city section, close to where our main Fairgrinds coffee house is located off Esplanade. Really, the local response is more shrug than a sigh. Because from all local reports, it wasn't that bad, though it is hugely worrisome for other reasons as we fear the storm next time. An estimated 200 houses flooded. That's terrible and tragic for the families involved, but frankly, it's a long way from call out the lifeboats. Heads have rolled, but to understand this clearly, they've rolled because of something rare in government anywhere today. The sewer and water board and public works officials were forced to resign or fired not because of the flooding or the inability of the drainage system to handle the deluge, but because they were not transparent. They didn't tell the truth. They claimed the system was working at full capacity, and it was not. It was working at about 56% capacity. Of some 200 odd pumps, about 15% were inactive, which isn't good, but neither would that have normally been catastrophic. But welcome to climate change. This was an unusual rain event. The drainage system in New Orleans, when it's working at full tilt, is amazing and frankly world class. It can handle an inch the first hour and a half inch every hour after that. Storms that would shut down other cities are routine in New Orleans, and the system has been designed historically to deal with a lot of water. Perhaps the usual strength of the operation has lured too many New Orleanians into a false security from City Hall to stoop steps, though, and that's been the current awakening. The horror is that the deluge revealed that 3 of the 5 turbines that run the drainage system were offline, 2 since an early downpour this summer, and 1 for almost 4 years. For that to be allowed to happen without preparations during hurricane season is unconscionable and has to be addressed. A high-ranking board member resigned in protest, blaming the city officials for not having produced cash to improve the system and claiming SWB was being unfairly singled out. Once again, they fell or were pushed on their sores, as they should have been, because they were not forthright with the citizens, not because of a big rain and some flooding. Brickbats are being thrown at a couple of million that's been stuck in planning and unspent to clear out storm drains, and that's a valid beef, but most of that was for drains in common spaces or broken drains. There's a drain across the street on my block. I'm confused, though. It's my responsibility to get shovel in hand every couple of months and clean it out. Why would I take a chance? Some of the system, including the corkscrew apparatus that sucks the water out of the drains, is more than 100 years old. There are estimates that it could take $1 billion to totally upgrade and modernize the drainage system, which is a pretty steep price tag for a lower-income city. This is part of the national crisis that Trump and others like to talk about, but few are willing to pay for. We're close to the 12th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Daily we read about the dangers of climate change on challenging environments like those of our precious wetlands and coastal areas in Louisiana. We really don't need too many more wake-up calls. We need everyone up and down the line to start putting their money where their mouths are. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.